Local municipalities have their own regulations on political signs, but most are similar. Summit County Clerk Kent Jones explains.
The way the code reads is that private property should get permission from the landowner, and that's generally where a lot of people do put signs. Some people do put signs out in the public right-of-ways, and that's prohibited by the code, but it's not heavily enforced.
Summit County regulation for political signage is easy enough to understand, but Jones says it's a little more difficult to regulate.
Yeah, it's pretty much based on complaints, and I'm sure they can't get to everyone. And you know, when signs start showing up out in the right-of-ways, normally unless they're you know, blocking someone's vision or there's some kind of obtrusive nature to it, then you know, they kind of figure in a couple of weeks they're going to go away anyway. So it's one of those things that you can't get to every single sign that's out there that may be in violation, but at the same time, I think they do check out the complaints if they come in.
Jones reported that the county clerk's office has not received any complaints, but if they did, they'd usually be sent to the county code enforcement officer. At the moment, the county does not have a code enforcement officer.
So any of the complaints, whether they come to my office or if they come into the county, normally they would go to the code enforcement officer to go out and check it out. Well, right now they're replacing the code enforcement officer. If we've needed a code enforcement officer for anything through the clerk's office, we've just worked with the sheriff's office and had them give us a little bit of help right now.
Park City had received some complaints about campaign signs. City Recorder Michelle Kellogg explains the city's regulation on signs.
Well, it just gives the, you know, how big the sign can be. Signs are not allowed on public property. They have to have permission from private property owners to put their signs there. If you are running for office, be sure to look up the sign code on our city website.
Primary Republican candidate for District Seat 26, Jack Rubin, has had an early campaign that's featured a lot of signage.
I apologize if they're misplaced. I've got some volunteers that are helping me that are very excited about my campaign, and if their enthusiasm's kind of bubbled over into stuff that's not compliant, that's my mistake, and the buck stops with me. We'll try to do our best to pick them up and be compliant. I got together yesterday with Eileen Gallagher, the Democratic contender for the same seat, and she was kind enough to pick some of her signs up and mine as well, and I appreciate the cooperation that she's provided. Our intention is to be totally compliant, and I apologize to the town of Park City if the enthusiasm of some of my supporters has bubbled over.
For KPCW, I'm David Boyle.